As far, because it's the one that, it's Taney County that's responsible for collecting those taxes, not the city of Branson. But I understand what your point is. We don't, we're not a party, or we're not a signatory to the original CID, agreement, but we're the one, Taney County is the one responsible for collecting and assessing those taxes according to the CID.
So essentially you're asking if it, using just an easy number, if it's 35 acres, and let's say you owe $35,000 in taxes, you want to pay, you want to knock off 1.9 acres, so you want to pay $1,900, and you want 33.1 acres
yes.
to be developed at a later time, possibly, no guarantee.
Yes, that would be, that's the...
And the tax is not paid on those until that time, is that... what the plan is then?
Yeah, so with regard to, obviously we can't do anything. We would not be able to convey to a buyer without paying taxes. So we believe, my client has the belief that it could successfully develop and sell units on the 1.9 acres, which would obviously necessitate the payment of any taxes on those lots. I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. The problem with a lot of the undeveloped portion of land in the CID is those taxes. I think all of us acknowledge that the land would, it's good land, it's nice land, it's developable, but the problem, the major burden with it is those CID taxes that have racked up since 2009 when Branson Hills let the land go back to Arvest Bank, and Arvest, they just started accruing every year, and now there's whole phases within Branson Hills subdivision that aren't going to get developed anytime in the near future because of this issue.
This question may be for you, Mr. Elliott. It may be for you, Mr. Finkenbinder. 30 years from now, what if those taxes are still accrued and there's nothing, without doing things, how does that get fixed?
I don't know. I have some theories. I could be totally wrong. I anticipate that, I mean, it's a bond. The bondholders are not going to get paid. I have not reviewed the instrument in deep detail. I suppose the bondholders could sue, but probably not. It's an investment. And I think that at the end of the day, the bondholders will probably not get paid.
But then does that release the, how does it release the SID to where you can actually develop it?
I think it eventually it expires. I think under the instrument I've read that the Community Improvement District has the ability to extend it for a small amount of time, maybe 2-3 years. But then after that, the actual ability to tax will expire at some point, here. Not too long.
And then what happens with all the back taxes that are owed? Those are forgiven, or those just remain on the... That's what I mean. How does that...
I don't research it. There's probably some sort of statute of limitations on the issue, but I don't know that they would just... I doubt they just automatically disappear.
They remain unpaid and due against them.
I mean, you don't, notwithstanding the bondholder issues and the existing CID agreement, what would ultimately happen is, I mean, there are delinquent taxes that are sold at tax sale or not sold, and then, you know, handled through the typical, you know, post-third tax sale offering procedure at Taney County.
But then those, whoever purchased those would still have to make up the back.
But keep in mind, you know, finally, after post-third offerings, they're subject to, you know, reduction of amounts paid.
They will not let them do that anymore.
Who's that?
At one... the SID got an order, and so they cannot be sold over the counter.
Once the CID is terminated, I think
after it's terminated, that'll be determined. But right now, they can't.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. In long story short, Brandon, I think that the eventual, and it may be 20 years from now, but eventually, it'll go. After the third sale, it'll probably go over the counter at some point, and it may be after the CID expires. But this is why I think this proposition, and I may be here because of some errors, a folly, or different set of errors, but the point here is with regard to this property, the good news is with this particular parcel, unlike some of those other parcels, we do have the ability to at least develop it now, pay taxes now, at least. You do see a small development in there, but it's on very small chunks at a time. And it's always, not 99% of the time, out there in Branson Hills, 100% of the time, the issue is this CID tax that's slowing the development down.
Mr. Elliott, Mr. Fingerbinder made a statement that we have the authority, and he made the comment that Ms. Wyatt may disagree and you may or may not disagree. What are your thoughts?
My general concern about, and I hear what Mr. Fingerbinder is asking, I get completely. My concern is there are a lot of stakeholders involved here other than the county. There's the city, there are the bondholders, there are a lot of parties that we don't take the correct steps forward. There are a lot of parties that we complain about. Whatever we do, whether we do what Mr. Fingerbinder is asking or whether we don't, it's a question always of whose ox is getting gored. And so that is my concern. I mean, as far as the commission's authority to do it, to apportion on its own, I would recommend that we have a conversation with your two other elected office holders about from the assessor and collector's office, because those are the offices that have a correct, that has a correct impact. I'm not aware of any statutory provision that says that the county commission can enter an order apportioning taxes. Maybe there's one out there that I'm not aware of, but I don't know.
The only statute that I'm familiar with is 52-2, where if there's been an error made on the county's part, they can forgive interest and penalty, but it doesn't get into taxes at all.
The only thing I would say is keep in mind, too, and I appreciate the concern that someone may be losing out here, or as Travis said, an ox getting gored. The one thing I would say is, I'm not, again, no one's losing anything here. No one is being asked to take less than the whole, which, again, I think it would change the analysis if I were asking something like, hey, I want to go backward in time and reassess based on this mistake that it should not have been a residential lot, instead it should have been commercial acreage in there. But since we're not doing that, since no one is losing anything less than the whole, we're just simply asking that a portion of the whole get paid at a certain particular time. Your counsel's correct. I get it. There are multiple stakeholders here. But in terms of their interest, I would just argue that their interests are not being affected at all. CID's interests aren't being affected. City of Branson's interests aren't being affected. The CID, they would get their portion of their tax paid on that 1.9 acre parcel, which is currently, as we sit here today, a parcel of land. What I would argue, I think I would argue, let's look at this thing in the reverse. We do now have an issue, regardless, and maybe council has... Your counsel will have better advice in private, but we do have, regardless of what the commission does today, we do have some issue that will eventually have to be addressed, because we now have two parcels of land with no ability to identify what parcel of land owes what on terms of the tax, on taxes past due or going forward. Does that make sense?
Who owes what in regard to the SID?
Correct. Or those two parcels who are now owned by two different companies, even though it's common ownership, they're still technically
separate.
Two different legal entities. And so you have two different tracts of land, two different companies who don't know what they're required to pay or have to pay because of those issues, if that makes sense.
Well, My little experience is whenever you sell a piece of property, if there's taxes due on it, they have to be paid.
Well, that's not true.
If you sell a piece of property and you don't know there's taxes due, you buy one. I could buy a piece of property for Mr. Elliott, and if I've not done a title search or something, and there's taxes due on it, when that bill comes out, those taxes are against that property.
No, that's not right. Of course, property transferred in this county all the time, the taxes are not paid on.
I'm assuming you may not get title insurance. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But you can still transfer the property.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I think the issue here is not the transfer of property. What Travis pointed out to me was that the city of Branson could have rejected the plat, potentially rejected the plat, based on...
When you say could have, I'm assuming should have.
You said it, not me, but I will also say...
I'll say it, I don't care.
I will also say, though, that the city of Branson had an interest in doing this.
Well, it sounds to me like they forgave something to get something, and...
They needed an easement, a dedicated easement.
They forgave, or they allowed you to do something they shouldn't have allowed you to do in the first place.
Why did they need an easement? If it's 35 acres.
It was for ingress and egress. There's a cul-de-sac at the end. This property is at the end of a cul-de-sac, and this cul-de-sac accesses, I think, some landlocked land.
Stephanie's going to pull it up.
But that's a good point. There's no reason for them to need these, but you're absolutely correct.
I guess here's the way I look at it, and this is just me. And correct me if I'm wrong. If it's something that we can do and it makes sense, and I respect the fact, like Travis said, we need to speak with the two other parties, so please don't. The property will never get developed and nothing will ever be done with it. The taxes will never be collected. Period. Unless we figure out ways to do it and do it right and do it legally. Is that a fair statement?
I know for a fact that would be true. I shouldn't say that. I would say based on... My office is in this area. I practice law in this area. I would say based on my experience that if the county does not help out in this particular situation, then yes... This area of land we're talking about probably will not be developed for 25 years plus because of the CID.
So if that's the case, if a portion of it is developed, that portion's taxes will be paid, and so then those taxes will be able to go, like you said, the majority of it's to the city, but there's still taxes that go to schools, there's still a percentage that's going to go to the city or any other collecting.
Yes.
I guess my question then to, and I don't mean to put you on the spot for a moment, is why do you see a problem, if we can legally do that, if we have the authority to do this, is there a problem in doing this? I'm asking whoever, obviously not Mr. Finkenbinder or Mr. Redford, because they're going to say...
Of course you can.
Of course you can get it.
I have a lot of interest in the property. When I say that, I probably have at least 10 calls or so on it, so... Especially with the pandemic and people moving from some of the bigger cities, other states.
I will never mind that. I don't want it.
I know. But the property that they're asking for is the best candy of the property. It's right against the road. So you sell off what's against the road, you build up houses, and then there's no roads to the property behind it. So if you sell off 2 acres against the road, how are people who want to buy that behind it going to get to their property?
Would you like to see where the land's at, 1.92 acres?
Please.
Because it's not. This is all, this road right here was never built. These were all lots. This road right here was never built. It was all lots. This road was built partially, and this road, but since the bond wasn't any good, when I made the deal with Arvis, the city required me to go in there and finish the roads, which I did. And so I built up to right about here, but the 1.92 acres is right there. So